Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, John Fardy in for Sean today. As the government commits to establishing more places in special needs schools and special needs classrooms, our next guest is calling for a different policy being adopted where children of all needs learn together in the same place. Professor Joe Travers is the director of the Centre of Inclusive Pedagogy at DCU's Institute of Education, and he says we're at a crossroads in relation to inclusive education in Ireland. Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk to you about these issues.
Not at all. Now, let me just set the stall out here and make sure I understand this correctly. As things stand, if a child has a special need in the Irish education system, as things stand, they will either be in a special school or in a special class within a quote-unquote normal school. Is that correct?
Yeah, not quite, John. In fact, the vast majority of children and young people with special educational needs are actually in mainstream classes, and they're supported by special education teachers and special needs assistants. And for about the last 40 years, we've had a relatively small percentage of the overall pupil population in special schools and classes. So, for example, in special schools, it was under 1% of the student population. For special classes, it was also under 1%. So roughly 2% of the student population were traditionally either in special schools or classes. Mm-hmm. And those figures would have been very good in comparison to some of our international colleagues. And a lot of systems would have had higher a proportion of children in special schools and classes. And we had, I suppose, a policy context over the last 25 years where we were building up serious capacity in mainstream schools to meet the needs of children with special and additional needs.
Yeah.
Now, in recent years, we have had a total disconnect between that policy orientation, that commitment towards inclusive education, and what's happening in terms of practice on the ground. So what's after happening in a relatively short period of time is that the proportion of children in special classes and in special schools is growing at quite an alarming rate. This is separate provision in the system, and we are heading towards a figure of 5% of the total pupil population within a few short years, based on the trajectories that we have now. That is a totally unintended consequence of the inclusive education policies that we have. So what I'm saying is that there is a total disconnect between the practice that's happening in terms of expanding separate provision and our policy aspirations, our commitment to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disability to have a fully inclusive system. We have signed up to these commitments. We've signed up to these agreements. And at the same time, we're expanding separate provision at an alarming rate.
So
that's the issue I'm raising.
Okay. So in terms of that, though, my understanding would be that if a parent has a child who has special needs, the drive seems to be to get them a place in a special school or in a special class, because then there will be better, you know, teacher and SNA ratios. But you're saying we should have a policy where those kids are supported in mainstream and people with all abilities be together.
Absolutely. We have incentivized a system now that's encouraging parents to opt for separate provision for their children, be it in special classes or in special schools. Now, we have had a stable number of special schools for years, but since 2018, we've had 16 new special schools, and there's huge pressure in the system to build more special schools. Now, these special schools are not, on the whole, being co-located on the campus of mainstream schools, where there might be some opportunity for social inclusion, collaboration, reciprocal learning, and so forth. It doesn't guarantee that if they're on the campus, but it provides an opportunity for more of that. So we are on a trajectory of segregation and separateness in the system that's absolutely contrary to the aspirations that the policy guidance, our international commitments. So be it through the different funding models and so forth that we have ended up incentivizing separate provision.
And Joe, so we don't have a huge amount of time, but I just want to check, but people who will argue with you will say, if you have a child who perhaps has a learning difficulty or is autistic or, a combination of those things, putting them into a mainstream classroom could be an unfair burden on them, and that it should be more of a streamlined thing where they spend some time in a special class and some time in a mainstream class. Now, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but that will be, presumably that's the reason why it is as it is now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. For some children, that might be the most appropriate option. Part time in a special class and part time in a mainstream class. But what is happening in a lot of cases is that the child is full time in the special class. But the more serious issue is the development of new separate special schools in the system, because these schools are not connected to mainstream in the same way that you might have a facility to connect your special class.
Okay.
So there is an opportunity for the special class model to evolve to become more inclusive.
Well, listen,
that's harder to do with special.
I'm afraid we're out of time, Joe, but I'm going to have to encourage Sean to have you back to discuss this, because there's a lot more I'd love to talk to you about that. I'm sure our listeners would love to hear more. That's Professor Joe Travers from DCU.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.